Ethics of Science. This is a course on Ethics of Science, and this is the introductory video, short video, where I will be explaining the domain of the course. I'll start with the motto that I have chosen for the video, which is: the primary responsibility for ethical research rests with researchers themselves. And this is from the Finnish National Advisory Board of Research Ethics pamphlet. There's a link here you can see. And the reason I've chosen this motto is that it highlights the very essence of ethical thinking, in the sense that always the researchers as individuals are responsible for the actions that they take, and they cannot outsource the responsibility to anybody else, even though there are a lot of mechanisms and rules and rule books and guidelines and all sorts of outside material. In the end, the decisions that are made within research and science, the responsibility is always on the individual scientist. Okay, now, as to the domain of the course, we could start with a philosophical question relating to ethics of science. The classical question in terms of philosophy would be: what is ethics and what is science? And by answering these questions, we can get an idea of what is ethics of science. Now, to start with ethics, what is it in the end? And the very short answer would be that it attempts to answer the question, what should we do? So, from a philosophical point of view, whenever we are pondering upon actions as to what should we do, then we are doing philosophy and ethics. Of course, this is a general question, and it applies to all human actions, not just actions within science. And as to the second question, what is science? This is also a very big question, and we could say that science is the enterprise that attempts to answer the question, how are things in the world? And this would be the very short answer. Now, these short answers on ethics and science questions are obviously rather too short answers. They don't give us too much about the details on these questions. Therefore, it is advisable to take a closer look on these questions. Now, ethics is rather difficult concept when you start thinking about it more closely. The ethical domain can be divided into two broad categories, and one of these categories would fall under philosophy, and the other category would fall under other sciences or academic disciplines such as psychology, sociology, anthropology, and so forth. Now, philosophers have been interested in ethics from mainly two broad points of view. The first point of view would be normative ethics point of view that attempts to answer the question, what should we do? And there's a number of answers or types of answers that can answer the question, what should we do? Some of the answers date back to antiquity, and some of the answers are more close to our modern day life. The other type of research relating to ethics can be said to belong to a discipline called meta-ethics, which in short tries to answer question, what is ethics in the end? The normative ethics attempts to bring about answers to questions and theories about the answers and type of answers that we can have concerning what should we do question. Whereas meta-ethics tries to answer questions that are in a sense behind or under the normative ethical theories. Some of the meta-ethical questions relate to the nature of ethical claims and ethical language and the nature of morality and all that. And they are pretty abstract in the sense that they try to make sense of questions such as, is there some way to understand ethical claims as knowledge such that has a truth value and has grounding or evidence or something like that? Or perhaps is there sense in understanding ethics as some sort of an emotion? Is ethical thinking emotional, and is ethical decision always grounded on some special moral emotion or something like that? These meta-ethical questions are rather important, but they are not the focus of this course, but rather we will be operating within the normative ethics and theories that are cast in normative terms. Now, psychology, sociology, and so forth are human sciences such that they are interested in humans, be it individuals or societies or combination thereof. And humans expose or exhibit ethical thinking in various ways. You can perhaps detect ethical decisions in behavior, but you can also detect normative aspects of human life in communication of human beings or between human beings. And for example, we could ask a question as to whether scientists value honesty, and we could try to find out what is the average opinion of scientists regarding the question of importance of honesty, and we could come up with a descriptive claim such as, for example, we could say that 95% of scientists value honesty in scientific work. And this would be a descriptive statement about values of scientists. This is not particularly interesting from a philosophical point of view or normative point of view, because it's a totally different question to ask about what do people in fact value, and question what should people value. So there's a difference between normative ethics and descriptive ethics. The most important ethical theory in this course is related to normative ethics, that is, what should we do, and how to think about the question, what should we do? Relating to the domain of this course, a preliminary idea on science, what can we say about science, is also in order. Now, science, the term science can be understood in a rather narrow sense, and ethics of science can be understood in a narrow sense, but all in all, we will be considering the broad sense of science in this course. And this would cash out as understanding science, including academic disciplines, all over, from human sciences and natural sciences, sciences of on artificials, that is, sciences relating to arts and technology and all that. So the traditional scientific enterprises relating to human sciences and natural sciences would fall under the domain, as well as the new sciences relating to computers, say, would be included. Also, even though the ethical questions might seem to be more relevant in the empirical sciences, as I suppose they are, we will not dismiss theoretical or pure theoretical sciences such as mathematics or logic or something like that. Rather, whenever one does science, be it theoretical or empirical, one needs to be aware of the ethical aspects of the research. What this amounts to will be more clear later on the course. Obviously, the main issues will be related to empirical sciences. Another point relating to science, we can talk about science in terms of individual scientists. That is, we can concentrate on actions of individual scientists on specific occasions. And this would probably be the ground level of ethics of science. But in addition, we will be looking at science as a community. Now, this makes sense from the point of view of viewing ethics and morality as relating to actions that are relevant to humans as societies, that is, actions have consequences in terms of societies, and also in the sense that individuals make ethical decisions partly considering what others do, that is, what is the norm or habit of other people, what is the, so to speak, rule of the community. And therefore, we should always take into account the possibility that the society or community of scientists has a say on the acceptable moral actions. So, and the point is that we should take into account individuals as well as communities. In addition to this distinction between individuals and communities, we should also take into account institutions. That is, institutions such as universities or research institutions, and institutions that are related to scientific enterprise, such as libraries and library institution, publishers, also administration that administrates the actions of scientists and research processes and so forth. Also foundations that provide funding for scientists and all sorts of other institutions. And even though some of these institutions are not in the focus of most ethical decision, they still have a stake in research process and have a stake at influencing the scientific enterprise. So we will have to keep in mind in a broad sense all sorts of institutions that might seem to be peripheral to the action of an individual scientist and his or hers everyday decision-making process. Another point of view that I'd like to bring about at this point relating to science and its domain is that research ethics in the narrow sense is sometimes the main focus in science, ethics of science, that is a focus on a process on how to do research, starting from formulating a research question and going through all the steps that are normally included in the research process and ending up in the publication of the research report. The broader sense of science and ethics would be the ethics of the whole scientific enterprise, and this would be the wide sense of ethics of science. And this would include the research ethics, but in addition, it would be related. It would include questions about the whole enterprise of science. That is science as an enterprise somehow, for example, responsible to the outside society or the society outside scientific enterprise? Is there a big goal that the scientific enterprise aims at or so? So the very wide understanding of ethics of science would be related to rather big questions. And even though they would not be relevant, perhaps, to the everyday scientific work. That is, you wouldn't be thinking about the big questions every day. Somehow, in the background, in the worldview of a scientist, one should realize that the meaning or importance of science has to do with humanity and the environment and all that in the end. So, the domain of ethics of science, one should realize the different aspects of ethics and different levels of the term science and their combination, and this all would be the domain of this course.